Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
Real nice ones in the NFL. Come with me to Bank of America Stadium, Charlotte, North Carolina, Green Bay at Carolina. It's the return of old Blue Eyes. Or is that man's eyes green? Look, I don't know. The point is, Aaron Rodgers was back at quarterback for Green Bay. He'd missed a bunch of time. Dude broke his collarbone. He's a bad one. Picked up where he left off, threw three touchdown passes, but the Carolina Panthers had gone Christmas shopping. Bought a turnover chain, put it on. Picked off Aaron Rodgers three times, and your boy Cam Newton threw 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdown passes for the Panthers. Panthers get the win, 31-24.
The Titanic still has to go.
Now, let's stay in Charlotte because some disturbing allegations have the Titanic possibly teetering. The NFL is looking into talk about Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson being involved in workplace misconduct. Word on the street is Richardson, he's an old man now, 81, that Richardson was trying to holler at the ladies on the sly and that he used a racial slur toward a guy who used to be a scout for the team. Santa Claus don't like ugly, but Jerry Richardson got plenty of money. New England clinched the AFC East by barely. I mean barely beating Pittsburgh, 27-24. The Patriots got a late fourth quarter score. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants. Philly did it without quarterback Carson Wentz. Nick Foles got it done. He threw for 4 touchdowns. And the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Houston Texans. Jacksonville is in the playoffs for the first time since 2007. Okay, let me switch gears. Let's ease over into some Atlantic Coast Conference basketball, where not much at all is expected of the Pittsburgh Panthers this season. They've been voted to finish last in the ACC. They looked like it the other night against McNeese State. They struggled early in the first half, making just 28% of their shots. But the Panthers settled in and wound up winning 72-51. Urban Media Today sports reporter Vince Butts was at the game. Vince, how did Pitt overcome that dreadful first half?
Marcus Carr talked at halftime about increasing their energy, coming out with better energy in the second half and showing some leadership. And they looked to Jared Wilson Frame, who provided it as he erupted for 16 points in the half while going 4-for-4 from three-point range.
All right, appreciate you, Vince. Pitt will be 6-5 when they go into a Tuesday night matchup against Delaware State. For more, log on to urbanmediatoday.com. Keep you connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.